Canal It Up is a non-profit organization that started cleaning trash out of the Brussels Canal 2 years ago. Today, it is working with the Port of Brussels to install a trash barrier and green islands in the canal. This month, Canal It Up is looking for signatures on a petition to get a deposit on drink cans and bottles. We talked to the founder.
My name is Peter Elson. I'm from Brussels. I was born and raised here, and I'm the founder of Canal It Up. Exactly 2 years ago, on a beautiful day, there was sunshine. I'm living near to the canal, and I was reading my newspaper just next to the water. And just reading my newspaper, I saw there was a lot of trash floating by in the water, and I was shocked by it. It never occurred to me before that there was trash in the canal. 2 weeks later, I bought a kayak, and with my brother, for the first time, we went into the water, and we were going to fish it out ourselves with a fishing net and just a trash bin.
So you bought a kayak just to do this?
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't have a kayak. I don't have anything with kayaking or something. It was the means to do something.
Canal It Up has actually grown quite a lot over 2 years.
We're doing lots of stuff, but most people just know Canal It Up for fishing out the trash by kayak. So people just contact us and they say, we would like to go on a kayak trip with you and go and take out the trash. They join us. We explain them why they are there, what we do, and the problems of the canal, the solutions we propose. They go fishing out the trash, and everybody goes home happily and sensibilized.
What kind of stuff do you find in the canal?
We find lots of stuff. Most of the trash are single-use plastics. It's like cans, bottles, wrappings, plastic bags. But also we find lots of clothes, shoes. From time to time, there's rats in the canal. Just like 2 weeks ago, there's dead birds, other dead animals. Sometimes that's so beautiful what we find there.
Where does all that trash come from? Like, do people just toss it into the canal, or is it blowing in from the street?
There's a lot of wind. It blows it into the canal, or with the rain, it ends up into the canal. For sure, there will be people throwing things in the canal as well. And for the rats and lots of little small plastic trash, it comes with the sewers. That's the second problem of the canal. When it rains, sewers fill up. They cannot swallow all the water, so they overflow
into the canal.
Yes, exactly. First to the Seine, it's the first security level, but when the level keeps on rising, it goes to the canal as well. There's not a grid or something, just everything flows into the canal. It's like all the rats and all the little plastic trash comes with the polluted water into the canal.
Does that also include raw sewage coming directly into the Seine and then into the canal?
Exactly. It's raw sewage mixed with rainwater. Every time it rains, they're in the streets. All the rain is guided to the sewage system. There's not a system just to keep the water or to use it for something else or to put it into the ground. No, all the water is led to the sewers, which leads it to the sewage treatment plant, which is not necessary, actually, because rainwater doesn't need to be treated, but it ends up into the sewers. The sewers get filled up. They cannot swallow it, so it just falls into the canal and the Seine. Most cities just have one sewer system, means that like the raw sewage and the rainwater end up in the same pipe. Some cities divide that system, like the one pipe for the raw sewage water and one pipe for rainwater that you can lead just to the canal, to your river, or you can use it for something else. From the moment you mix it up in the same pipe, everything gets to be polluted raw sewage water. So it's just a waste of all the water. To give you an example, in Paris, they had the same problem now. Coming back to Brussels. In Brussels, we have 10 million cubic meters of water dumped in the canal and the Seine yearly. Today in Paris, they have 3 million. So 10 million in Brussels, 3 million cubic meter waters in Paris. But in Paris, earlier in the 90s, they had much more polluted water flowing to the river Seine. Must be like 20 cubic million cubic meters, 30 million. But they were investing a lot of money in it. Today, they are building their last stormwater basin underneath the Place Marie-Curie. It has to be finished in 2023. And from that moment, they are going to 0 cubic meter overflown into the Seine. Why? It's because they're already investing it since the 90s. But in 2024, there's the Olympics in Paris, and they want to organize the Olympic swimming disciplines into the River Seine. So the water has to be good. Either way, in 2023, they will have no overflows anymore to the River Seine. Here, we are very far from it. Today in Brussels, we're just crying for attention for the problem. We are just trying to get acknowledgement for the problem because the politics aren't just taking it seriously, let alone invest enough money just to solve the problem.
You want the governments to install trash barriers, but also to do something about this sewer overflow. Is that right?
Well, actually, there's three problems. There's a trash problem. There's the sewage problem. The water quality is bad. And there's a third problem, that's the lack of nature and biodiversity. If you look at the canal in the center, it's just like gray stone walls, vertical. Nobody can do anything with it. Not us, not animals, not the insects, nobody. There's no plants, nothing. So for the trash problem, we worked out with a company like the mobile green trash barrier. The good news is that the Port of Brussels is starting now a feasibility study to see if they can install it, if it works well with their canal and the locks and everything. For the trash problem, we would like to install the deposit system on cans and bottles because it's 40% of the trash we find in the water in your street everywhere. If you put a deposit in it, 70 or 90% of these 40% will just disappear out of the water in the street and nature. And for the sewers, we are asking the politics just to invest the necessary money, just to acknowledge the problem. Maybe not to build the stormwater basins, because that's like the solutions of the past, but there are so many other solutions where we can just keep the water, use it, make it infiltrate into the ground. And for the lack of biodiversity and nature, we worked out a project with islands as well. Islands on which we plant water plants who live with their roots into the water.
Okay.
The roots are 30 or 40 centimeters into the water. So they get all their nutrients out of the water. Fish can go lay their eggs into these roots. They can hide for bigger fish. They can find their food there. On top of the islands in the plants, birds can put their nests. They can rest. And the plants will attract lots of insects as well. And in the end, fish, birds, and insects will all attract each other and create an ecosystem, a habitat where there's nothing today. For the islands, the Port of Brussels did a feasibility study as well. And news is that normally in March next year, they will install the first small islands. But for the third problem of the sewers, that's a much bigger problem, more difficult to resolve, and politics there are not really following yet.
But these feasibility studies, this wasn't happening until Canal It Up sort of pushed for it.
No, they were not happening, exactly. You first got to see the problem. And 2 years ago, for the first time, I saw the trash in the canal. It's very easy just to walk by and not see the trash, or just think, okay, it's like this, it's just only today there's trash. Or you see the canal, but it's difficult to imagine what else you can do with the canal, because it's always promoted like just this highway for boats. Of course, it's a highway for boats. What else are you going to do with it? No, it's a very important place. So it's a very dense populated area. So many people are living around it. So many people have to live with the canal. And you can upgrade it to such a natural, beautiful place with lots of biodiversity, clean water.
You seem to know a lot about this. Do you have a day job, or does this take up all of your time?
Well, I'm a civil engineer, construction. 2 days a week, I work for a construction company in the circular and durability of the construction. And 3 days a week, I work for Canal It Up.
Canal It Up is a nonprofit. How do you get your funding?
Today, we only have little funding, small government subsidies like, for example, the staycation subsidies of the VGC, or there's also small subsidies of the city of Brussels for circular and durable projects. Today, it's only still small funding.
And so this month, you have a special action called the Depositathon.
Exactly. So the whole month of July, actually, we're going to continue in August. We're doing the Depositathon. That's a marathon for the introduction of a deposit on cans and bottles, and the use of more reusable packaging. And the goal is to end up in Parliament to ask for the introduction of this deposit and more reusable packaging. every day in Brussels, we're going out onto the water from 9 in the morning to 7 in the evening in the center of Brussels and in Anderlecht. Every day, new volunteers join us and bring signatures on paper. We need 15,000 signatures on paper. So I'm calling everybody up just to print the petition, sign it, and send it to us by scan, picture, or post. Because with these 15,000 signatures, we're going to government and ask for the introduction. And because the deposit, Brussels cannot do this alone, Flanders cannot do this alone, or Wallonia cannot do this alone, we're doing it actually in the whole of Belgium. We have two organizations in Wallonia, two organizations in Flanders who are doing exactly the same, doing cleanups and collecting all these signatures. So people can also join on the beach in Ostende, for example, or in the canoe in Ghent. We hope together we will get to 15,000 signatures and to make the governments talk to each other and install the deposit altogether.
I can return some things for a deposit. So is it different in different regions?
If you can return something for a deposit, it's glass bottles. It's not cans and plastic bottles. For cans and plastic bottles, there has to be a whole system of like these machines where you go back to the supermarket and you put bottle by bottle or can by can into the machine. And then you get a ticket, should be 20 cents per can or bottle. And with that money, you can just go into the same shop and you get your money back. In the Netherlands, they started with the deposit on small plastic bottles 2 weeks ago on the 1st of July. They will start with it on the cans next year. So what are we waiting for?
If people want to help canal it up, they can sign your petition. They can go on one of your kayak cleaning up Brussels Canal tours. What else can they do?
Now, during the deposit, these are the two most important things, except for talking about it with other people, encourage other people to join us, to send us their signatures. All together, try to get there to the 15,000 signatures. That's the most important thing.
Can people donate to Canal It Up?
They can as well. There's a possibility on our website just to donate. Whatever they donate helps us.
Go to canalitup.org to sign up for the kayak cleanup, to sign the petition, or to make a direct donation.